The United States has suspended its effort to change United Nations sanctions against Iraq. The U.S. wanted to ease restrictions on civilian goods and tighten those on military items. Russia, with veto power in the Security Council, says the plan is still too restrictive. The Bush administration had hoped the revamped sanctions would convince Baghdad to allow weapons inspectors back into Iraq. The International Atomic Energy Agency still cannot monitor the country. Agency Director General Mohammed El-Baradei says without regular inspections, there's no way to ensure that Iraq has not revived its secret nuclear weapons program.
Until December 1998, we were able to say that we mapped out the Iraqi secret program, and we were able to move on to monitoring, long-term monitoring, to ensure that the program will not be revived. Unfortunately, we have been out of Iraq since December 98, and I cannot really say anything right now of what's going on in Iraq because we're simply out of the country.
But you must have some information.
You can't have information that are substitute for inspection. I mean, you get some information, what's going on, export, import. We do some, get some, you know, satellite imagery of what's going on. But that's no substitute for actual on-site inspection.
What about North Korea?
North Korea is a different ballgame because North Korea, we are there. We have constant inspectors on the ground to ensure that the nuclear activity in North Korea is frozen. However, we still have a problem in North Korea to look at the history of their program and make sure that we have seen all the plutonium they have produced. So we are waiting for them to invite us to do our job, and we will be happy to start as early as we can.
And Iran?
Iran is a country that is under the agency safeguard system. We have been implementing verification in Iran. We have been doing an inspection on all the facilities that has been declared to us. We have not seen any violation of their obligation under the non-proliferation treaty. I'm sure there are lots of newspaper reporting that Iran have intentions in the future to develop programs. We cannot, of course, verify intentions. What we verify is what we see on the ground, and what we have seen on the ground does not enable us to conclude that they are in violation of their obligations.
The Bush administration proposes a missile shield. What effect would that have on your agency's efforts to stop nuclear proliferation?
I don't think it will have a direct impact on our efforts, as I understand Mr. Bush's initiative. This is an additional phase in providing security. However, I would hope that any system of security, you know, developed will be a system that is inclusive, that provides security to everybody. People develop nuclear weapons because of a sense of insecurity. And I think that's the root cause we have to work on, is provide security incentives for everybody, or create disincentives not to develop nuclear weapons. Security also is not just weapons, in my view. Security is a much more comprehensive concept. It's a good governance, it's economic and social development, it's respect for human rights. And I think these are all aspects of security we should work on it in parallel with, of course, the weapon aspect.
You check out nuclear power plants too, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Well, the Bush administration wants to build more of those.
That's correct.
More work for you.
Yes, it's more work, but it's work which is worth it, because if you need nuclear energy, you know, if you need electricity, you have to do additional work. I mean, if you build a gas fire plant or a coal fire plant, you still have to work on the environmental impact of that. So no matter which technology you use, you have to provide the prerequisites for that technology. There is no technology which is risk-free.
I wonder if this will increase the popularity of nuclear power plants elsewhere in the world.
I think it will change the landscape. I think, you know, nuclear power is still expanding in Asia, for example, in a big way. On the other hand, there are many other European countries who have decided, you know, to move out of nuclear. Germany and Sweden are two examples. I think the technology had suffered a fatal blow after Chernobyl. And I think that we're still suffering from the ramification in terms of public perception of nuclear power after Chernobyl. Chernobyl was a freak accident. Chernobyl was an old technology. Chernobyl was a gross human error. But of course, the impact was tremendous on public perception of the risk associated with nuclear power. We have to work slowly again to restore confidence. We have to work hard on safety. We have to work with new technology. The technology available now has nothing to do with the Chernobyl technology. It's much more modern. It's much more safe. And a decision by the U.S., you know, which already have over 100 reactors in operation now to increase reliance on nuclear power, definitely, in my view, will send a different message to the rest of the world.
Mohammed El-Baradei is Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency.